Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Falcons Friday. We do want to talk more about the Atlanta Falcons. The Monday night football game coming up with the Buffalo Bills and with Josh Allen. They've got an injury situation on their side with Ed Oliver possibly being back since the first week of the year. We have an injury situation as well, and that is one A.J. Terrell. He's going to be of immense importance to this team as we get into the stretch run. Yesterday, when he stepped to the microphone, he talked about that injury situation.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm feeling good, too. So, you know, it's great to be back outside with the guys and just ready to get back to it.
Yeah, there you go. It's feeling good. And A.J. Terrell, friend of the show, man. Sometimes a man a few words, but I can tell in his voice right there that, like, it's go time. I don't have any doubt right now that he's going to play after I just heard that.
Yeah, and you look at their receiving core. Like, I think I was on the air when I said this. I was talking to somebody. Like, to me, it's their offense is Josh Allen and James Cook.
Yeah.
And those are the two guys that I think are special. I think Deion Dawkins is a good left tackle.
Sure.
He's got an odd stance, the way he stands
He's
apart.
Got a big man stance going on where but he's like, I'm not going to strain to get down in that stance.
It's more about the fact to me that there's a gap in between. I feel like normally you guys are kind of very close to each other, and he feels like he is off
from the left guard.
But that's a whole conversation. I don't know if you even want to go down that road.
I was going to say, I mean, that's a whole thing. That's a whole route we can go about how hard it is to pick up twist stunts when you're that far away from one another, and what do we do very well on defense right now? The twist stunts.
Ooh, I'm going to write that down.
It's a little bit spicy, and I would say the same thing about their right guard from Florida, Cyrus Torrence.
Let's definitely get into that Monday on the show.
Definitely.
But Keon Coleman is – he's good. I don't think he doesn't scream special.
Yeah,
I don't even know how
weird watching him.
Well, he's a bigger dude. I think it's part of it. I mean, and Curtis Samuel is a guy that we're familiar with. He played in Carolina for quite some time. He's only coming into the season. The guy's only got. I just don't think they're special. I think Dalton Kincaid's a good tight end.
Okay.
But the special players are Josh Allen and James Cook. They want to line up with a lot of. You know, they'll bring an extra tackle out there. To me, they're a lot like Washington in what they want to do to you as far as offensive formations.
I think that's fair.
They
yeah.
want to overload lines. They want to use multiple tight end sets. Like
yeah.
It's not Tampa Bay where the receivers are elite and the quarterback is really good with his legs. This is a quarterback that's phenomenal with his legs and makes throws that not a lot of guys in the league can make.
Yeah, and he's just so hard to bring down. And I think you bring up a good point about the tight ends. We don't see many tight end situations like this in the NFL because I really do think they like all three of these guys, Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid, and the rookie Jackson Halls out of Georgia Tech mm-hmm. has done a really nice job for them. He's a good blocker. You look at the teams in the league with tight ends like this, I think it's like Vegas maybe more last year and then Arizona. And there's frustration. Like, if you look at fantasy football, people are excited about Trey McBride and some of the catches. But there's just very few teams that can line up three tight ends and go, yeah, these guys are all good.
Do you feel like their home run plays, to me, is a James Cook play, a Josh Allen play, and when they make one, a receiver makes one, and I'm not trying to diminish these guys, but I feel like a lot of times it's more about the throw and the play by the quarterback than it is the receiver.
I didn't think you were going there.
Like, I think a lot – like, their home run plays because Josh Allen threw a ball that was just unbelievably perfect. Or he moved because I just don't – I don't think they're – maybe I hope I don't eat these words. I hope Tuesday morning we're not like, thanks a lot for that.
Yeah.
But I just feel like him being special makes them better than that receiving core really is on paper. Now, Shakir might be the guy.
I was going to say, I mean, so Shakir's got two touchdowns this year. Keon Coleman's got two touchdowns this year. Curtis Samuel, like you mentioned, does have a touchdown. I think I look at them all differently. I think when you look at Shakir, he's a guy who can take the ball on some of these underneath routes and go the distance. You know what I mean? On a crossing route, stiff arm of safety, he's up the seam, and all of a sudden he's gone. But it's, you know, again, that's perception for me, just having watched like a highlight reel and not necessarily every single snap of his throughout the year. That's just how I feel. So it is a dynamic offense, though, and I think that conversation, like you said, it's going to bleed over into Monday, not only for you know, for us doing the morning shift, but also the wake-up call that – I mean, not the wake-up call, the pregame show that we'll do later on throughout. Yeah, somebody needs a wake-up call, definitely me. The pregame show that we'll do – you know, starting there at, what, 5 o'clock on Monday. So it'll be a lot of fun. And those conversations, there's no right or wrong answer. This team is 4-1 for a reason, but they also lost last week for a reason. They are Josh Allen-centric. He is obviously the league MVP, but if you can force a situation where he turns the ball over or you can play tight coverage on this receiving core, then I think there's plenty of opportunity there that you can, you know, force them into bad situations. And it's like we've talked about all day today, complimentary football, keep your offense on the field, pick up the third down conversions, make sure you score touchdowns when you're in the red zone, and there's a roadmap there. So a lot of fun to kind of keep track of that. Like I said, we're going to talk about it all day Monday. We're going to talk about it in the pregame show. I'll talk about it with Grant McCauley in the postgame show, and then you and I – at least I am. I'm sleeping on the air mattress Monday night, and I'm waking up with everybody on Tuesday to be able to break this down. But just a full, fun weekend of football ahead of that Monday night football matchup.
Yeah, man, I'm with you. I'll probably be on the air mattress as well. Dylan, let's hit it. You know, we were sitting here in the Publix in Buckhead Landing, and I hear the Baron Burton's commercial go off, my W sauce. And I'm like, I could walk over there, grab me a bottle.
That's a great point.
I could walk over there right now and grab me a bottle. And
that's
just
a great point.
Probably the breakfast sauce and breakfast sauce too as well.
I bet there's some daisy dips around here too.
You grab all of us a bottle, Bo. Not just yourself. Grab all of us a bottle.
Dylan, come on. Don't get greedy. I had a brain fart as we were going to break because you threw me to Teeth's Life of Squid, and I was like, oh, I don't remember. Oh. But I do now remember what it was. Okay. I also do want to talk about Philly.
Put it on, man. What we got?
Georgia Tech yesterday
Touché.
Unveiled special uniform combination for a Virginia Tech game, and it's pretty cool. It is the white jersey with the gold stripes on the sleeve, right?
Love the gold stripe sleeves.
And then they have the blue pants, which is that I've always thought it's kind of like a navy blue.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You got
a picture of it?
Yeah, right here. With the gold GT, which I think is good. I'm a big fan. I remember the 1990 season vividly. I'm a huge fan of the Georgia Tech combo with the gold helmet, the navy jersey, and the white pants with the gold stripe down them.
It's pretty slick right there, man.
This is kind of a take on that. But here's the kicker. You ready for this?
Okay.
The helmet is the helmet's different. The helmet
just noticed
has
that.
Buzz on it.
Wow.
So white helmet, gold stripe down the middle with a gold buzz sticker, obviously.
I can dig it, man.
Yeah, it's a really sharp combination.
Is the face mask blue?
Yeah, it's
okay,
it's
you know, I'm colorblind, but
it's kind of a gray blue, but it's
blue.
I think it's supposed to be blue, yeah.
Pretty
sick look. I love it. I think it's cool. Tech lived for years in the Russell Athletic uniform world, and I think part of that was there was a donor or
Russell's from just across the state line with Alexander City or wherever that was located.
I think the alumnus is in that company at some point. Either created it. I don't know the story completely.
Right.
Hopefully Wes is not listening. He won't yell at me about it. But they got Adidas right now. They're actually going to Under Armour.
Oh yeah!
They announced. I think
last week
they announced they're going to Under Armour.
I almost forgot about that.
Yeah, so they're going away from it, but pretty cool look.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up! You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do? Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The other thing I did want to touch on is this whole thing with what's happening. Philly had a bad night last night.
Dude.
And if you guys remember, we had a night, I believe it was 2013. And it was the year that Freddie Gonzalez left Craig Kimbrell in the bullpen in L.A.
Okay. All right,
didn't
I'm
use
following
him,
you.
And we lose that series that night. And we also, I'm almost positive it was the same night, we lost the Monday Night Football game to the, I want to say it was the Jets maybe, but I think we lost the Monday Night Football game.
I'm trying to remember.
Might be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure we had a very similar night. But Philly, I was texting with Hugh Douglas, who used to work with us, and I was like, hey man, Godspeed in Philly radio today. And he goes, I took the day off. I was like, man, you picked a great day to take off because
I feel like they live for days like
dude,
this, man.
It is just misery in that city.
Live for days like this.
The Giants are an arch rival of the Eagles. And you lost a playoff series in the extra innings.
Yeah.
And the guy throws it away.
That's tough.
Oh, man, they're going to be on fire.
I don't know if you have these kind of inner dialogue moments, but this is an inner dialogue. I try to always treat people the way I'd want to be treated, not so much how they treat me. Right?
Well,
I treat people the way – but this is one of those where I look at it and go, maybe I should treat them how they'd treat me. Maybe they deserve it. I don't know.
In person, here's what I do. I treat you how you treat me. That's what I do. And so I treat Philly fans the way they treat me, and they have crapped on us for years.
Dude, I love how you caught yourself before you said something contradictory. You know what? I'm going to leave it right there. I'm not going to go any further.
Yeah.
That's how they treat me.
I try to be nice to people until they give me a reason not to, basically.
Bo, can I take –
try being the keyword.
Can I take 15 seconds real quick?
Do it.
Steak's the one that's going to yell at you, not me. So.
Well, Steak's out today, so I think it'll be all right. It's Mark Zeno.
No, Zeno.
I don't
Zeno's
think he'll
fine.
Yell that much. Anyway,
Zeno yells at everybody.
You're talking about Philly misery. These are just some quick text messages I got from Simone last night. They cooked.
God.
I need new content. What can I do with my life? I'm distraught. I'm never going back to Philly.
You lost one. You won the Super Bowl, Simone.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, this is not new.
Dylan, how many parades you been to in Philly?
Jeez, man.
Just
back
one.
To back. That's tough.
Yeah, that's one more. That's one more for a football team than Atlanta's had.
Yeah,
so.
Man. We got to go to break. But I was on with the Rochester station, one of the sister Odyssey stations, and they were talking to me about Super Bowl misery. I was like, bro. They were like, yeah, we had Super Bowl misery down there in the Georgia Dome. I'm like, dude, I don't even want to hear it. What are you even talking about now?
Well, they got blown out to Dallas.
I know. But anyway, that's another conversation.
Misery. 28-3 is misery.
Just a reminder, this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Shout out to the people at Publix Buckhead Landing, an incredible morning. We have been treated much better than we deserve to be treated. That's going to do it for us here on the morning shift. We'll be right back with you on Monday morning at 6 a.m. to break down that Monday night football game. Until then, make sure you
go to your local Publix and get a pub sub.
Mm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.